RTE is to conduct a role and gender equality review across the organisation following recent controversy over pay gaps. It has opened a wonder conversation about the disparity between the sexes as salaries here in Ireland. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Laura Harmon, Women in Leadership Officer with the National Women's Council of Ireland. You're very welcome to the show, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Laura, so first of all, this comes as no surprise to the NWCI, right? You've known this for years, that there's a gender gap in Ireland.
Absolutely. I mean, we have known that there is a gender gap that exists in terms of pay and gender gaps that exist in terms of women's representation as well when it comes to senior roles, you know, across numerous sectors. So it's not a surprise, but I suppose, you know, it's still a really worrying, I suppose, reality that we have this now, you know, in 2017, where people at the higher levels and very prominent, you know, women, you know, newscasters are being paid far less than their male counterparts. And I suppose the reason why, you know, these stats came to light in the first place and the spotlight was been put on RTE was because the week previously we saw that the BBC in the UK had similar, I suppose, statistics coming from there. And the reason that the BBC had to report in the first place was because they introduced legislation in the UK for public and private and voluntary organisations where they had to disclose what their gender gaps were. And that's something that I think would be very useful to have here as well. There is a bill going through the Oireachtas at the moment. It's passed second stage in the Seanad. Senator Ivana Bacik has been pushing this through. And if it does pass, it'll require companies in Ireland with over 50 employees to disclose what their gender pay gaps are, and that'll apply to bonuses as well.
And is it irrespective if it's public or private?
That particular bill is for private companies, as far as I'm aware.
That's fantastic.
But I think that it's something that needs to be applied across the board.
Because what shocked me, I suppose, when it came to the gender pay gap and the media, you're really talking about people who are visible, like they're in in your TV, you know, day in and day out. We're not talking about people who are working, you know, washing pots in the back of the house in a hotel. We're actually talking about very prominent, highly educated people who are very very visible. And I think it's surprising that in this day and age, companies think that they can get away with it.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. And I mean, I think it's great, I suppose, the women that have come forward, you know, from RTE, and there have been, I suppose, voicing their opinions on this issue and calling for, you know, review and calling for equality. And I think that, you know, this is something that will probably have to happen across a number of sectors. But I mean, when we look at, I suppose, RTE and when we look at the salaries that were being discussed there, we're often talking about six figure sums. We're talking about the top level. And there was a similar report actually brought out recently from the Higher Education Authority that showed that in our universities and our institutes of technology, there's also a huge issue around pay. So if you look at our universities, when you look at the top paid staff within those colleges, just a third of those are women. And it's even worse for institutes of technology, where it's a fifth. And we see a huge problem with women advancing to senior positions as well. So over half of our lecturers are women. But when you go to senior professor positions, just over a fifth of them are. I mean, we've seen numerous cases taken, you know, in NUIG, for example, around, you know, unequal salaries and lack of promotion opportunities. But I mean, even for our universities in Ireland, I mean, Trinity is the oldest one. It's 425 years old and we've never had a woman president. And so there's an issue around, you know, there's an issue around promotion to senior level. And there's also the issue around pay as well. But it is something across the board. And I think, you know, when we look at higher education, when we look at, you know, RTE, it is often, I suppose, high salaries that are being discussed in the media when we're talking about these issues. But it is something that affects, you know, women across the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we haven't heard much about maybe what the cleaners who are cleaning up those studios in RTE are being paid. And, you know, it's a wider problem. So the pay gap is 13.9% in Ireland at the moment. And that's significantly high.
It's gap. Gone up, hasn't it?
Yeah, it can vary.
Because a while back it was about 12%, I thought it was, and it seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, it does. It has varied, you know, over the years. And I mean, if you compare it to, I suppose, you know, other jurisdictions, I mean, Belgium, for example, they have mandatory reporting for companies, and they've managed to reduce their gap significantly over the last few years, and it's down to 7%. So other countries are taking action, you know, around this issue, and I think it's something that, you know, Ireland needs to look at. But again, I think there's a, you know, the question of the value that we place on certain professions and certain work over others as well. I mean, the caring profession, for example, when you look at childcare or caring for elderly people in the family, it's often the women that, I suppose, bear the brunt of that work. And sometimes it's unpaid, sometimes it's very precarious and not, you know, paid very well in many instances. And the cost of childcare as well is a huge barrier to a lot of you know, families and couples, and it affects men and women.
No, because what does it say that, you know, we don't really put that much value about the person who is looking after our children or looking after our elderly? Surely they should be the people who be paid the most, you know, because it's tough work.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's been I suppose it's a case where a lot of roles have become sort of gendered, you know, and a lot of the roles that are seen to have primarily women working in them sometimes maybe aren't as valued in terms of the money or the remuneration that they are getting. So that is a big issue, I think. So it is part of a wider societal issue. But I think ultimately it's an issue about equal rights and a legal right. I mean, because we've had over 40 years of equality legislation now in Ireland. I mean, we've had the Equal Pay Acts, you know, in the 1970s. So it really is about, you know, having equality when it comes to what people are being paid, regardless of their gender.
Yeah, but the reality is Ireland is still, even with this robust legislation, there are still women who have been let go when they tell their employer that they're pregnant. You know, it beggars belief that in 2017 that's still happening and employers think that they can get away with it.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen an increase in women entering the workforce. You know, we've about 64% now participation of women in the workforce in Ireland. So, you know, it has gone up. It stagnated somewhat, you know, over the course of the last decade. But we have a lot of women in the workforce now compared to 40 years ago. But sometimes I think our companies are very much operating as if they're still, you know, in the 1970s themselves. So a lot of change does need to happen in how we support, you know, employees in Ireland when it comes to childcare, when it comes to maternity leave and, of course, paternity leave. I mean, we have 2 weeks paternity leave that was introduced, but I think that needs to be extended.
So what's the message? That only mothers need to bond with their child and the fathers, 2 weeks will do them, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And it's something that really needs to be improved upon here. But we've made, I suppose, a start on it. But I think, you know, overall, you know, only good can come from I suppose these kind of revelations that we're seeing and the pay gaps that are coming to the fore, because I think, you know, like you mentioned, RTE are doing a review of roles and pay within the organisation, and I think other organisations will have to follow suit. And I mean, you know, things like gender gaps and pay gaps thrive in, I suppose, in the context of silence, and I think it's something that we need to talk about more as a society. And we need to ensure, I think, that companies across sectors, public and private, need to disclose this information so that we can assess the level of the problem that exists. Because without that data, you know, we won't be able to come up with a targeted action plan around addressing it. And I think it's the responsibility of government, but it's also the responsibility of employers to work together to ensure that they can, you know, level the playing field.
Yeah, when it comes to RTE, some people might argue that it's down to experience. Like, for instance, in RTE's case, Brian Dobson has more experience than Sharon Niwelon. Brian began as a presenter in 1996, whereas Sharon started in 2013. Would you think that experience is an important factor in determining someone's salary?
Well, certainly I think experience is important, but I don't think it's something that should be taken on its own. There was a great opinion piece in the Irish Times from Martina Fitzgerald, the RTE political correspondent, during the week. And, you know, she rightly pointed out that, you know, it's only in recent years that we really are seeing women excel to the top positions, you know, whether it's in the media or whether it's, you know, in education or in a number of different sectors. So if we were just to count experience alone, we could be waiting, I suppose, a very long time to level that inequality that exists. So I think certainly experience is something to be taken into account, but it's about getting paid the same amount for doing equal work. And I think that's what's really important here and in what we're seeing, I suppose, from RTE, you know, in particular. And I think it's very positive that they are doing this review now. And hopefully, you know, only good will be able to come out of that.
Because going back to your point about mandatory reporting is definitely the way to go. Because you know, there's companies in Ireland where it's like you could get dismissed by simply discussing your salary package with another work colleague. I mean, there are companies who actually say that. You know, if you do that, you know, it's highly confidential information what you get paid, and if you talk about it over a cup of coffee with your you know person who's sitting next to you in the office, that's an excuse enough to fire you, and that surely that should, you know, raise red flags, because why don't they want you to talk about your salary? Because obviously there's something that's just amiss here.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, there's an absolute need for transparency when it comes to this and when it comes to the salaries that people are being paid. You know, it benefits the employees themselves so that they can see what their salary expectations should be. And it also benefits people who are entering the workforce when they're applying for jobs to know what salary expectations they can expect. So it is about fairness and it is about being transparent. And particularly when we talk about our public bodies, I mean, you know, the public are paying for services like RTE, they pay their TV licenses. So I think, you know, it's very important that we know where that money is going and how employees are treated in those organisations. I mean, the higher education sector is another example. I mean, they're meant to be bastions of, you know, education and equality, you know, within our society. But when you have such levels of underrepresentation of women and such inequalities when it comes to pay, even within those organisations, you know, I think that's extremely worrying. So certainly it's not just about RTE. You know, RTE is not a lone ranger when it comes to this issue. I think it's something that affects you know, women in numerous sectors across our society as a whole. And I think we really need to have a whole of society approach now to tackling this issue. And I suppose bringing Ireland into the 21st century, really, when it comes to equal pay and closing in that gender gap.
Because if RTE can do it right and can set the record straight and become trailblazers, then the SMEs that could very well argue, saying, look, if the big companies are not doing anything to close the gender gap, why should we? So hopefully this will start a domino effect, and maybe in 3 years' time we will be not talking about the 13% gap anymore. Maybe, as you're saying, as Belgium, after they introduced the mandatory reporting, it went down to 7%. I think that there's hope there. Yeah, brilliant. So thank you so much for joining us, Laura Harmon, who is, of course, the Women in Leadership Officer with the National Women's Council of Ireland. Great organisation, who, of course, is a charity and could also use a bit of help. What's the website, Laura?
It's www.nwci.ie, and we're on Twitter and we're on Facebook as well and Instagram.
And you're always looking for members. So Laura Harmon, thank you so much for joining us on Global Village.
Thank you.